702. Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mbakanyane.
Live, online,
smartphones,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
And of course, now's the time to catch the good doctor, Fundile Nyathi. If you have any prostate cancer or any questions related to prostate cancer, please do give us a call on 011-883-0702. Let's see if he can give you some advice. Of course, bearing in mind that he's not your treating doctor, and you will, of course, have to go to your primary healthcare provider. So, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, a time that I think is very important to create awareness and education around prostate cancer. It's said to be the most common cancer among men globally and is a growing risk in our country. Apparently, 1 in 17 men in South Africa will develop prostate cancer in their lifetime. And this type of cancer often occurs without any symptoms. And of course, therefore, men are encouraged to go for screening. You need to go for screening. So for more on prostate cancer, I'm joined by our resident general practitioner and the CEO of Proactive Health Solutions, Dr. Fundile Nyathi. Good morning. A pleasure as always. I hope you're well.
Good morning, Refilwe. And I'm well. Welcome back.
Thank you. Dr. Nyathi, my goodness. So we're talking prostate cancer awareness in South Africa, and we're going to be shining the spotlight on the public-private partnership project between BD Africa and Chris Hani Baragwanath. They're looking to tackle this backlog of prostate diagnosed patients in the early stages by giving them various or specific type of therapy and intervention. You'll tell us more about that. But these 18 months or so of COVID-19 have really just, adversely affected so many things in terms of our routines and our schedules when it comes to medical interventions and treatments in the public sector. Talk us through the impact of COVID-19 on treating cancer patients, specifically of prostate cancer.
All right. Like you've rightly said, the impact of this COVID-19 pandemic on the delivery of healthcare services in general has been huge. Whether we're talking HIV and AIDS management, patients that were, previously well controlled on ARVs, the wheels have gone off. Whether we're looking at the, screening and the diagnosis of patients with cancers, or actually those who were already diagnosed who were supposed to start treatments, or those were already in the treatment programs that needed to, be completed over a period of time. All of those have been disrupted, because they're not seen as, urgent in the context of COVID-19, because they needed to free up spaces in the hospitals so that more COVID patients could be admitted. Whilst that was good in terms of managing the problem of COVID-19, mm-hmm. but it's had a disastrous effect in terms of management of what we'd call cold cases, which are actually serious enough, like, cancer treatment.
Yeah.
So this has been the problem. And with Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, it seems like they have accumulated a backlog of patients that were newly diagnosed but not yet put on treatment.
Okay. All right. So let's talk, we'll talk about, the sort of requisite treatments that these newly diagnosed patients need to receive. But when we're talking prostate cancer and, of course, awareness thereof, we mentioned the fact that quite often there aren't, this disease occurs, this cancer occurs without any symptoms. So when we talk screening for prostate cancer, who should be screening? How often? What kind of screening happens for prostate cancer?
All right. You've already mentioned that this is the most common cancer globally amongst men. And also here in South Africa, it is now the most common cancer amongst men. In fact, the latest information from the Cancer Association is that it's 1 in 16 men in their lifetime will be diagnosed with this cancer. So it is actually a growing problem. Now, the added problem about it then is that in terms of prevalence, there are certain risk factors, and the age is a certain risk factor. People who are above 50, it's a risk factor. Certain ethnic groups, and so those people with African ancestry, which is the majority then of men in this country, they tend to actually present early, and when they do, they present with a much more aggressive type, you know, of prostate cancer. So that's a risk factor.
Mm-hmm.
And also those people who, you know, have got family members, you know, like sisters or moms, you know, who have been diagnosed with breast cancer that is positive for the, you know, they call it BRCA1 or BRCA2, that is the gene that increases the risk of breast cancer. So that's broadly, you know, the risks that are out there. So if you are a man who are 40 and above, and you come from those families where there's a first degree relative who's had prostate cancer, you know, especially at an early age,
mm-hmm.
then you need to start screening, that is doing the blood test called, you know, the PSA test, where they look for the protein that is produced by the prostate gland. And if it has is gone above a certain level, then it tells us either that there's infection or inflammation, or it is actually enlargement of the prostate or even cancer. So it's a screener, and depending on the values, then we have other tests that we can do. So if you are, you know, you don't have a first degree relative,
okay.
But again, there is, you know, somebody with a history of cancer in your family, whether on the mother or on the father's side, again, from age 45, we say you must go and do the PSA. Otherwise, everybody else, you know, from age 50 going up. So what I normally say to men is, you know what, start from the age of 40. Just make it a habit to test for your PSA every year. Because we've also seen people younger than 40 here in South Africa who are presenting with prostate cancer, which is something that is unusual. But at the same time, you know, it's a risk factor that is known, like I've already said, about people with African ancestry. So it is very, very important for men. Because if you are able to diagnose this early, that is, you know, the screening is done and it picks up something that is suspicious and you get to be diagnosed early, then it's much easier to manage. In fact, with the latest interventions, you may not even need to do surgery, which is something that tends to be done when it presents late, you know, and also chemotherapy. And this intervention that was done at Barra or is being done at Barra is one of those new age interventions where if it's picked up early,
sure.
Then they are able to make sure that you get, you know, localized type of radiation, which is called brachytherapy.
Yeah. All right. Expand on brachytherapy and how that works, the specific urology oncology service, which Barra is experiencing a backlog of. These men that were newly diagnosed but not yet treated, what do they look forward to undergoing, or what do they need to prepare to undergo during that brachytherapy journey?
Well, these are people who were diagnosed with prostate cancer and it was found to be in the early stages. Now, when you say early stages, still confined to this walnut sized type of gland, you know, at the base of the bladder, which is called the prostate. So when it is still confined in that area, then it's an early stage. So what happens then is that radiation therapy is actually one of the interventions when somebody has got cancer. It may start, you know, on its own, or it may follow surgery. That is in general. But these people who have got the cancer that is limited to the gland, then they can either have, you know, radiation from an external beam, or they can have radiation from inside. Now, the one we're talking about then, brachytherapy, is, you know, radiation from inside. What they do, using ultrasound and other technologies, they insert, you know, what they call seeds, rice size type of, pellets into the prostate gland, and they insert them such that they emit, low radiation, that will kill those cancer cells without causing any radiation on the organs that are surrounding the prostate. And in that way, that, ongoing radiation kills, these cells. And these people are monitored every 3 months for a period of 2 years, where they are looking at the PSA levels, because they are supposed to drop if this treatment is effective. So that is something that has been around in the private sector. Unfortunately, in our public health facilities, the use of brachytherapy has been quite limited, and Bara, being the biggest hospital in South Africa, has actually been challenged in that area, which is why then, by working with this global medical technology company, BD Africa, they were able to access, the technology and also the training, which capacitates the hospital on one side. It capacitates those urologists and the radiation oncologists who work in Bara, but even more importantly, the patients who make use of Bara are now benefiting from that intervention.
Absolutely. One wonders if using the latest in the technology is not even actually just more efficient for the public sector, but also just more cost effective. Dr. Nyati, before we carry on our conversation, here's a question on the WhatsApp line asking, I'm 34 years old, but sometimes I experience pain when urinating or when ejaculating during sex. This person wondering if that might be a cause for concern, especially related to prostate cancer.
Well, looking at the age, of that person, I wouldn't put, cancer on top of the list. But I've already said that people younger than 40 have already been diagnosed, with this. But I would actually put the issue of infection, prostatitis, at a higher, we talk about differential diagnosis. So I will put it at a higher level, meaning the possibility of an infection in the prostate, would be something that I would seriously consider. I would then be able to, put that person on antibiotics, and then follow up that. So my advice to him is he must go to his treating doctor, get examined, and obviously they will take the PSA as well, just to rule out, a possibility of a cancer. But the possibility here is that this may be an infection.
All right, so go to your treating doctor, and it may be an infection, but ultimately do see a doctor. Dr. Nyati, in terms of the dangers or the problems with late stage presentation of this cancer, of prostate cancer, what can those complications be? No doubt you might run us through the various stages of prostate cancer, but what can be the challenge in late presenting prostate diagnoses?
Yeah, in our country, because of the multi-distribution of resources and access to health services, we have a huge percentage of people, especially in the rural areas, who present late with all types of cancer, including prostate cancer. And late presentation means by the time the person is diagnosed, it's already spread beyond the prostate to the spine, to other organs like the liver, and it may even have gone to the lungs and stuff like that. So by that time, it's very difficult, to use interventions like the brachytherapy that are more suitable for localized kind of cancer. And so we are losing people unnecessarily in South Africa because we diagnose them late, the presentation is late, and by the time they are diagnosed, it's more palliative, kind of treatment rather than treatment that will result in the control of the cancer. So that's a big challenge we have in this country. Hence, we are saying people must be screened, people must be diagnosed early, so that they can get early interventions like this brachytherapy, because the alternative to that is that, you know, we're losing people. Elsewhere in the world, people now are actually surviving these cancers, but here in South Africa, we're still losing a lot of people from them.
A quick question from Sipo asking if COVID affects the prostate.
Well, I think what is important is for people to know that actually now we know that COVID is not just a respiratory illness, but it's actually an illness, you know, or it's a disease that may affect any organ of the body. Mm-hmm. So yes, there has been situations where people have been diagnosed with complications in the testes or even in the prostate. So yes, the answer is yes, any organ of the body may be affected by COVID-19 disease.
Yeah. Dr. Nyati, before I let you go, I noticed that you have not, in diagnosing or rather screening prostate cancer, you've spoken about the PSA test, right?
Yeah.
You haven't mentioned the digital rectal examination. Is that because conversations around that tend to put people off, or is it because, well, it's not commonly used anymore? I don't know. Why not mention that?
It is a very important, a clinical examination for people who may be, having cancer. But men generally do not like the digital, rectal examination. They feel very uncomfortable with the finger being put in that area.
Mm.
So there seems to be a preference now for, the PSA. But a combination of digital rectal examination and PSA is actually the best way to screen for this. But with the sensitivities now of the PSA test, people are preferring that.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to know that there are different and added screening options to begin with, and advances in technology as well. Thank you so much for bringing us this rather interesting conversation, Dr. Nyati, and answering our listener questions as well. Much appreciated. Look forward to next week's conversation.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Will do. You keep safe until then.